The water system has been a contentious issue for over a decade in Martin County, a community that has mined billions of dollars worth of coal, but has been left with crumbling infrastructure and a poverty rate of nearly 40%. As The Resource reported last January, residents have complained that their water is often contaminated and frequently shut off without warning. The county's top elected official, Judge Executive Kelly Callahan, said he thought the complaints were overblown.
Do we have problems with the water system? We do. But not one time have you seen Martin County out of water for several weeks at a time. It won't happen. We have too good a system for that.
This past winter, the county's water intake froze, and neighboring districts weren't able to provide extra water, so some sections of Martin County had their water cut off every day for over a week. Many were forced to draw water from creeks and springs to be able to drink, bathe, and flush their toilets. You can imagine this brought out some anger. At one public meeting, Martin County resident Gary Hunt was grabbed by the throat and arrested after using a cuss word as he expressed his frustration.
I asked for 275
pounds. You used it wrong. That's disorderly conduct. Come on.
That incident was captured by local TV station EKB News. It quickly went viral and brought a whole new wave of media coverage. That attention has helped Martin County to find funding. The Water District has now been awarded nearly $5 million in federal grants in the last year, including $3.4 million announced this past weekend from Kentucky's portion of the Abandoned Mineland Fund. Meanwhile, many of the people responsible for the Water District have resigned. The Water District is currently under investigation by the Public Service Commission for the third time in 15 years. At a recent hearing, Commissioner Michael Schmidt had this to say about the Martin County Water District.
This is by far the worst water district, in my opinion, in the state of Kentucky. Worst run.
Martin County has a long history of struggling to find reliable leadership. A number of the county's elected officials have faced charges for embezzlement over the years. Denise Thomas of the Big Sandy Area Development District helped to write the Water District's grant proposal. She says it hasn't yet been determined who will manage the newly awarded funds, but her office will definitely remain involved. Thomas also works with utilities in neighboring counties, and she says that many of them are in a similar situation.
Keeping the utility system running, it's a challenge for all of our rural communities.
Gail Bryan, a water system expert and professor at the University of Kentucky, says this fits into a pattern that can be seen in many marginalized areas.
Here's a community that can't afford to replace their infrastructure, but they're ignored until something large and catastrophic happens.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Benny Becker in Whitesburg, Kentucky, where my water was just cut off yesterday.